Well, the good news right now is we've started our 2012-2013 season survey, and we've surveyed about 30,000 acres to date. We found a couple of positives, but they've all been in previously positive blocks or adjacent to it. So the good news is we haven't found anything outside the area where we found it before. Right now, we've got about 21,000 acres under quarantine, which means any fruit that comes out of that area has to be tarped. The trailers do. And then also, just in the Hendry County, Collier County area, we're surveying about 100,000 acres, which is about 10 miles out from any positives, to make sure we don't have any additional infection. And then we're also surveying all the main corridors where fruit is going to plant, such as Highway 27 and Highway 17, 70 and 80, and those main corridors going back and forth from each coast. And we're surveying a half mile on each side of those highways simply due to the fact that the scientist thinks there may be a possibility that some of this leaf litter blowing off these trailers may be spreading the disease. But the good news is we haven't found anything outside the areas where we found it in previous years.
I believe this was first found in, I think, March 2010. How many blocks has black spot been found in so far?
We found our first block in March of 2010, and right now, I would say approximately 120 blocks we found positive so far. Most of those blocks are in close proximity to each other. The disturbing thing is last year we did find four positive trees that are what we call outliers, that were several miles away from any other positives, out in the middle of a grove, not near a corridor, and we're still scratching our heads about where that infection came from, or whether the infection is there and it just hasn't manifested itself in the trees yet. So we've still got a lot to learn about the disease, but the main thing right now for growers to do in those areas, or any area, is to be vigilant about cleaning citrus debris off your equipment when you move it from one block to the other, and of course tarping these trailers when they go to the plants.
And of course this is a concern while it's still in Hendry and Collier. You get around, you're in charge of disease and pest control for the whole state. People are concerned all over about this, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely, and particularly the fresh fruit people. You know, we're shipping probably about 10 million cartons of fresh fruit to Europe every year, and Europe requires that any blocks where their fruit comes out of be canker and black spot free. And we can't afford to have black spot spread around the state or it'll kill that market. Brazil just went through this, where their black spot infestation got high enough that the EU said no more. You can't bring any other fresh fruit into the EU. So that's the first big threat. And then later on down the road, as you get an infection and it gets worse, you're going to get more fruit drop. It's going to affect your leaf population on the tree and get general decline of the tree. So it's one more of those thousand pricks that the industry's been experiencing here lately.